Morning Watch. God's raising up of Deborah as a judge of Israel and as a mother in Israel who practiced the female submission to the man in order to keep God's ordination and bring all of Israel into a proper order under God's kingship and headship. Week 7, Tuesday. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 3, 10, and 12. Verse 3. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Verse 10. Therefore, the woman ought to have a sign of submission to authority on her head for the sake of the angels. Verse 12. For just as the woman is out from the man, so also is the man through the woman. But all things are out from God. Ephesians 5, verses 8, 17, 20 to 21, 23 to 24, and 33. Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 17. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Verses 20 and 21. Giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to our God and Father, being subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Verses 23 and 24. For husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be subject to their husbands in everything. Verse 33. Nevertheless, you also, each one of you, in the same way, love your own wife as yourself, and the wife should fear her husband. Related reading. Prior to the history recorded in Judges 3, verse 7 through 5, verse 31, the people of Israel had never had a female leader. Then, suddenly, God raised up a female, Deborah, as a judge of Israel. Regarding this, we need to realize that in the Bible, whenever God does something which stands out as being extraordinary, it is very significant. It indicates, first, man's failure, and then, God's excellent act. At the time of Judges 4, all the men of Israel had failed, so God raised up a woman. That raising up of a female changed the entire condition of Israel. In the Bible, a proper female indicates one who is in submission to God, one who keeps God's ordination. This is the position that Israel should have taken before God, but the situation in Israel had become fully abnormal. The men had left their position before Jehovah. Hence, Israel violated God's ordination, leaving her position as God's wife and forsaking him for hundreds of idols. When Moses was being called by God to lead Israel according to God's creation, Deborah was a very capable person. By reading her song in Judges 5, we can see that she was full of ability, capacity, insight, and foresight. But such an excellent person was very submissive. God made her the leader, yet she kept the proper order and took Barak as her covering. She realized that she needed a man to be her covering. When she took this kind of standing, the whole nation became different. In their miserable situation, no one would take the lead to fight for Jehovah's interests, and no one would be willing to follow. But when this excellent, extraordinary woman took the lead to practice the female submission to the man, the entire country came into the proper order. Everyone returned to his or her proper position. Thus, Deborah could say in her song, "Then a remnant of the nobles went down. The people of Jehovah went down with me against the mighty. All the leaders took the lead, and all the people followed. The army was formed. At first, only some of the people followed, but eventually they all followed." From this we see that the entire country came into an excellent order, assuming the proper position before Jehovah. A Nazirite must deal with the rebellion in his nature. Thank God that we were created with an abundance of hair on our head, indicating that we are under authority. I can testify that it is a great blessing to be under someone, something, or some environment. It is a blessing to be under someone or something. It is even a blessing to be severely limited. I thank the Lord that from the day I came into the recovery, the Lord put me under someone, something, or some environment. Today, some are teaching that it is not necessary for believers to submit to a deputy authority, that believers should not be under anyone. This erroneous teaching is very damaging. First, it is damaging to those who teach in this way, and then it is damaging to the ones who receive such a teaching. Those who accept the teaching that the believers should not submit to deputy authority will be spoiled by this teaching. Some may even be spoiled without remedy in their youth. Therefore, it is a serious matter to teach that we should not submit to deputy authority, and it is also a serious matter to receive this teaching. A Nazirite is a person full of hair, full of submission. With him, there are a submissive spirit, standing, atmosphere, and intention. If you are such a person, there will be a great blessing for you and for your future.